organization of today is a living organism with the same inspiring capacity and frustrating dysfunction as you and I. Executives must see their connection with both customer and employee and strive to distill the organization's mission daily in the most sincere way. Any person who operates from a selfish space of separation eventually becomes or instills fear throughout the organization. We are in an era of total awakening. My mission is to help individuals remember their connection with all of creation and to offer the world assistance as we break out of our false sense of separation, which is creating incredible pain for all of us. In a world so conditioned into not thinking or not seeking connection with each other and waiting to be told what to do next, the time has come to challenge all beliefs, the things that are not in your personal realm of experience, and to challenge the systems that install and maintain those beliefs. The time has come for each human being to start being, to actively set out each day to directly experience a shared reality with others, which incrementally builds up a true knowing. What we know or remember replaces our belief systems, the things that were handed to us that were never in our direct experience. By replacing those belief systems, we empower ourselves. Today, we are living a crippled human experience. The time for true servant leadership is now. True leaders seek to inspire others through a vision which unites life in some genuine new way. And they set out to first support their followers to deliver on that inspiring mission. I have traveled the world for the last 25 years. I have witnessed one prevailing structure for running companies, and that is so-called command-control management. Do not utter the word leadership in this context. It has nothing to do with leadership. Command-control management was relevant in times of war, which are hopefully behind us thanks to technology canceling global threats between so-called nations. It is time for the behaviors that helped us through those horrible times of artificial conflict and competition to be retired. We brought command control behavior into the industrial age organization, and we executives have grasped onto that false sense of power it has offered us. People wish to be inspired and will only voluntarily follow those who offer compelling vision and support. People will only follow those who unite us. The language of business places an artificial filter on life's goal, which does not label and slice life into monetizable buckets known as customer or employee, revenue or human capital. Both employees and customers of the world are tired of being handled and herded like cattle towards a cash cow slaughter. Tomorrow relies on us reconnecting and displaying genuine compassion for one another. Servant leaders will take us there. If you are in title as a leader, then you are expected but not entitled to serve. If you continue to command and seek control, then please consider one question. If you die tomorrow, will your organization close down? What is the true impact if you were to die? The organization is alive and independent of you. You control nothing in life. Therefore, your attempts to command are quite embarrassing. There is a better way, an incredibly easy way to inspire the masses who might choose to voluntarily follow you. Let me show you a simple solution which begins privately with you and challenging your own role within all of life.